Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Jumping back into discussing a home at 215 Gingrich Drive. It's not on the market yet. I've listed the property, formalized the relationship with the owners. We're going to get it ready to come on the market. It's just come off the market with another broker who priced it too high to begin with, based upon the amenities, in my opinion, in large part, and also based upon the timing that it came to the market, which was May, too late to get top dollar. Why would you say that? Well, listen to the last section of the show and the previous section to that at ericstewartgroup.com under the radio section, the resources section, okay? How do amenities drive value? Well, this particular home, it's an unusual house in that, in my opinion, it presents a compelling buying argument for a prospective purchaser at $680,000. $680,000 buys you a large 3,000 square foot home with an interior boathouse, has an indoor pool, has a beautiful large deck overlooking the Piscataway Creek, and has a dock. The boathouse has a pulley system with railroad line, essentially a railroad line that was laid by the owner to drop his boat into the water with the pulley system on a little craft that he's created, and then be able to pull it back out of the water when he's done. Put it behind closed doors. You don't have to worry about scouring the boat, maintaining the boat. The boat goes dry docked every evening. Pretty cool. Beautiful. And I think it's an oak tree that sits over the overlooking the dock that's off the back, and Faust faces to the north off the back of the property, so you see sunset views across the water. It's an incredible opportunity. But let's talk about the downside of the property. You might say, Stuart, I thought you were selling this property. Why would you talk about the downside of it? Well, here's the reality. It's not like you can hide the truth from people when they walk through, right? And you need to price, as I say often, Warren Buffett, price is what you pay, but value is what you get. You price according to the value of what it is you have to offer. And I've just told you where the value lies in the construction of the property, the location of the property. It's in Accokeek, which is on the east side of the Potomac River, across from Alexandria. So that gives you a perspective of historic Alexandria. This is virtually across the river from historic Alexandria in terms of its location. Okay. So it's close to DC. It is only maybe a 10, 15 minute drive south of 495 on Indian Head Highway. And it's right next to a historical preserve on one side. It's in a small community. So I think the location is compelling. I think the construction quality of the house itself is compelling. The opportunity to have a pool house on the inside and have a boathouse and have two finished levels above grade, plus a third level that could be finished, and then have a widow's walk above that gives you a lot of potential. So where does the house fall down? In other words, why wouldn't this house just have sold for $800,000, considering what you just told me? Well, because the appointments, for instance, it has vinyl floor in the bathrooms. It has fiberglass shower stalls, so you would expect that more in a lower priced house, because the finishes are not, you know, ceramic tile. It doesn't have the new bathrooms and the new tile and so on. The master has a half bath, not a full bath. So you say half bath in the master. How is that possible? Well, the owners put a full bath on the level. There are three bedrooms upstairs. And there's a giant rec room. I mean, seriously, it's got to be at least 600 square foot rec room with a pool table and great place to watch the football game up on the same level as the other three bedrooms. Well, the master has a half bath, but plenty of room to put a full bath in. But the owner, it was just the two of them, and they didn't need to have another full bath. And they just figured, hey, I'll just use the full bath when I need it, but at least we've got two half baths when we both need it. So that's the way they built it. So it doesn't sell as well. And you'd say, hey, Stuart, why don't you put a full bath in? Why don't you redo the bathrooms? Well, that becomes then a choice of, do you put $40,000 or $50,000 in order to make $75,000 or $100,000 in return, or do you sell it and give somebody else that opportunity? And that was the choice that the owner made. Again, built in the 1990s, it's got ubatuba countertops, it's got oak cabinetry, and beautiful oak floors on both levels. The house is so very well built The exterior construction is 2x6. The house is built to sustain incredible winds and load. But you're going to want to come in if you're looking for a place that's on the water and you don't really care about the condition of the bathrooms. You just want to have a place that works. Well, the place is very well maintained. Plus, I'm going to throw out a really cool bonus on this property. This house has got a second house in front of it. It's an older home with a bedroom and a full bath, a kitchen, and a living room that the current owners are able to rent out for $1,000 a month. Which, if you think about it, on a $680,000 purchase price, if you put down 20% on a property like this, you're talking borrowing about $550,000. If you could cover $200,000 of that $550,000, which with rental on another house that's far enough away from the house that you're living in that you're not bothered, that basically requires almost no maintenance, you essentially are only paying a mortgage on $350,000, folks. And you have a waterfront property, and it's literally 35 minutes to get into Washington, D.C. That's a compelling argument. That's a compelling opportunity. But I come back to timing, and I say to the seller, okay, we have a great house. I would suggest that it isn't the right time yet to put it up because it's now October, and we're looking at November, December, January, and February as being the key point. Again, inventory, even in Akakee, drops like a rock from December into February. So if you want to capture the best demand and possibly have a multiple contract scenario, let's shoot for mid-February. They're fine with that. They don't mind it. They saw the lack of interest in the property. And even with the pricing adjustment, I think that they're going to see better response at that time than they will now. We're going to quietly market the property in the meantime, which means, now obviously this isn't real quiet, because I'm telling you guys everything about this particular house. Akakeek, I didn't know this until last week, but Akakeek means at the foot of the hill. So Akakeek is at the foot of a hill. It gently rises. The land rises up all the way up towards 495 from Akakeek at this spot. It's fascinating. So the Algonquin Indians used to live in this area until Washington, D.C. was settled, and heavily settled to the point where they left and moved to New Jersey. I don't think they got a lot better in Jersey, but so the only difference is that they say Algonquin, you know. So anyway, so you look at timing the market and trying to consider the amenities. The seller could put money into the house between now and Feb, and they could see a 2-for-1 in a bunch of stuff, and maybe a 1-for-1 in other things that would speed up their ability to sell the property and get it sold at that time. They're making the decision not to focus on interior condition, rather to turn it over to somebody who will buy the value of what I've just described to you and want that location and make those changes themselves. Let me explain one more thing to this. Because I have two appraisals on this property, one it's close to what we're asking, and one at like almost $100,000 more than that. I think it's very easy to make the argument that with improvements, if you showed that to a lender, they might even lend you the money necessary to do the improvements you want to do before you move into it, post closing, of course. Condition of a property. You've heard everything I've said about 2-for-1 improvements, changing the floors, updating bathrooms, things like that. You can get information in the Market Ready Guide, which is my free guide you can download at ericstewartgroup.com. It tells you what kinds of things will get you the most money. What are your 2-for-1s? If you're getting rid of stuff in your house, you're thinking about moving, you're listening to me saying, gosh, you know, I need that kind of representation in the sale of my property, somebody who can tell the truth, somebody who can sell the value. Get the Market Ready Guide, get the right sizing guide as well. Free guide will tell you how to get rid of your stuff and get ready to make the move, even if you're still a couple years off. Folks, don't be afraid to reach out. If it takes a while to get the white flag all the way up the pole. time for me to give up the house, right? It takes a while. I know it took my folks 4 years. It would take longer for me because I live in the house I grew up in. So we'll see. I think if you go to ericstewartgroup.com, you can download a free copy there. Sign up for my seminars coming up this week in North Bethesda, also in Tyson's Corner in a couple weeks. I'll go through what I've just described in terms of the timing. You can see the visual aspect of what I'm discussing, plus so much more. We'll give you all a free copy of the Right-Sizing Guide and the Market Ready Guide for those of you who attend. And we have light refreshments just to keep you energized while I'm talking. Okay. All right. We've talked about amenities. We've talked about timing. Let's talk about pricing as soon as I get back. Keep it right here on The Eric Stewart Show.